All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the second hour here of Roleplay Swan Song. Adam, what's going on?
Well, you're about to make a phone call, I believe. That fine?
It will start off as a text, and I will text, "Hey, BB," with a smiley face.
Okay. So almost immediately the comm starts to chime. There's an incoming call.
I pick up the phone.
Okay, so you just want to answer it on like a hand terminal. Are you out of your shot of the rest of the crew, or are you just
Yeah,
like
I'm
having
in
it?
my
It's like
room.
you just grab the. Okay, so you grab it. I'll take it in my room. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you pick up the phone,
Yeah,
and
and I'm
it's.
breathing heavily into the phone.
Okay. It's Fang. He says, "Cut the shit, Higgins. Are we gonna make this deal or what?"
Man, you're all talk, aren't you? Or rather, all action. Look, I totally fucked this up. I'm sorry about this phone call. So I've got some concerns and some wants here, Mr. Fang, and I assume those are in my right, are they not?
It depends on what you're going to offer me.
Well, I mean, I'm going to offer you Mr. Sakari, and I can give you the medical. We got him here on the ship. He's been subdued. I talked it out with the rest of the crew. We're willing to give him to you. But we need a neutral meeting ground. I can't just send him over in a torpedo or anything like that. So there's a refueling station nearby. How about we make the exchange, or at least I come down there and talk to you face to face.
I don't need to look at your ugly
There's
face again. Look,
well
if you want to make a
no.
deal, here's what we're going to do. We're going to meet at the exchange station, just you and me. We're going to talk, and then you're going to give me Sicarian. Then I'm going to go cash him in. When I get my money, I'll give you a cut.
That was my plan that I was gonna say. Why did you steal it? How much are we talking to the cut here?
I'm a fair businessman and you have something I want. We'll cut it 60-40 in your favor.
I get the 60.
You do.
Let's go 50-50 right down the line.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I owed you because I almost killed you.
Yeah, we'll resolve that one later.
No, I
For
mean,
now,
let's
we've got
resolve it now.
business to
How about
attend to.
100,000 and we'll just forget about it.
Fine. Done.
I knew you were an easy man to work with from the start. I knew it. I knew it. Even, well, anyways.
Harrison.
How
No.
often or how soon can you get there?
It'll take me a day.
Okay. All right, well, I've got him on ice over here. I hope you don't mind his body being a little bit cool.
Just a long, awkward pause. Why would I care about that?
I don't know. You seem kind of like you're into that type of shit, Fang.
You don't know what I'm into, Higgs.
I don't think I want to know what you're into after a statement like that. That's an, you shouldn't just say that thing to, Fang, we got to work on your public relations a little bit.
He's just like, are you done?
Yeah, I guess I'm done. I'll see you on
He hangs up on you.
Sorry, all right. Yeah, I'll see you soon, buddy. Thanks for talking. Just say really loud. Okay. I walk back into the I assume that was like 5 minutes of a conversation. And walk back into
Sure.
the mess on. It's like, well, he agreed to meet. We're gonna have a talk. You can do whatever you're gonna do with pie, then I probably need to have I get Mrs. Carney probably gotta be ready in some fashion because he might want to see your body right off this right at the start of the conversation. Maybe I can give him like a feed or something of you laying there and I don't know. You guys are the fucking tech whizzes here. I just have a silver tongue.
Piani, do you think we can fake something to make it seem as though Sicarian is in the state we claim?
I wasn't
Sure,
muted,
but
right?
oh.
What?
What?
Sorry, you guys heard me yell at my dog. I apologize.
Oh, it's all good.
We could make a video of looping of me on ice of sorts, I would say, correct?
It's got to be a. You can't notice the cut, though. I mean, this man's probably going to have people. Look, I've done it
Mr.
before.
Higgins, have you seen this great page on Facebook? It's called slash looping gifs. It's really quite interesting. There are ways of making it seem flawless. I've seen this one with these young gentleman from the neighborhood.
Prosper, I'm going to stop you right there. Did you just say GIFs? I thought this was solved billion years ago. It's pronounced GIF.
People think it was the Scream that ended humanity, but it was the Great GIF GIF War.
It was the GIF.
It's pronounced GIF.
Mr. Higgins, if you look back into historical records from 1,000 years
ago, if you say that the person that created it said GIF,
you can see that's a person who created the format.
All right, Fang's joining the crew. Prosper, you're out. I've made the decision. You're off the ship.
How's your Batman voice, Steven?
No, I think we could just simply film 10 minutes of footage, and he's not going to watch 10 minutes. You don't give him the footage. You just show it to him.
I agree.
In the conversation.
What's the problem?
It's important
that you show
me. How long
can you hold your breath for?
I'm going to be in my battle armor, as I said, so just kind of have me laying prone. We can dress it up really nicely. You can have people looking at charts on me. I can be strapped down. That's fine. But we should do it in the assault armor. And if he asks questions about it, just say that was. I'm always in my assault armor, and that's when you got me. But I'm not going into this naked because I'll die.
I think we can make the case that none of us wanted to try and take your armor off.
You could say that too.
Will you still got that camera that you filmed those Neek Starlight vlogs with? You know that fan site? I know you've been running that fan site.
He looks up and he's just like. Maybe somewhere.
Okay, we need the camera because
we'll just use the cameras in the mid bay. We'll just send them the ship's footage. I don't need no fucking special camera.
It might help. I'm just saying.
So the plan isn't to. You don't want to actually like put Mr. Scarion under. You just want to like get him in. You want to set the scene so it looks like he's. Being like worked on, or like that he's been knocked out, and then send that over to like prove that he's.
Well, I think
not
I
even
keep
send
it, on
it over.
Yeah, I think
it's
I
just
keep
on
it on
a data
pad
that he would show him when he's talking to him.
Okay,
and here's what we should do is we should overlay vitals, but I would like to alter those vitals to just be right because he's not dead, but he has like a really like vitals that would
in a coma.
Yes. Yes.
Does anyone in the crew have the medicine skill?
No.
I don't even see it.
I don't even see medicine.
No, tech, we have tech medical. No.
Tech medical.
I have zero in tech medical.
Oh, so you have a rank in it? Okay. All right.
Yes.
Ah, excellent. We do need to rendezvous with the Two of Wands before the meeting. So that we can upgrade L'Enfant's capabilities, make certain they are capable of assaulting the systems of the Gacy.
We've got 24 hours.
Going to take a while.
Well, I mean, that's 24 hours for Fang. You guys are going to take 2 days to get out to the edge of the system.
Oh,
He has a better spaceship than you.
I text him back, hey, it's going to take 2 days. Sorry.
Okay. He just replies with the word fuck.
I'm just like, we got a slow ship.
Yep. JD doesn't respond after that, but yeah.
Our booty too big.
Okay.
Yes. Ms. Right. Biani, you
how
have
long is it gonna
medical
take?
Skill.
But how? Yeah, so how long did we determine that was going to take for them, for your people, Prosper?
Well,
how long?
They,
I mean, do I have an ETA?
Yeah, the first place, as soon as they're in system, you'll probably get a message from them. And the first place they're going to go is that exchange refueling station.
Hmm.
It's the closest point to the hopping out of the this sector or subsector.
Hmm. Yeah, but we don't want to like. I mean, it would feel weird to meet him and at the same time try to rendezvous with. The Order of the Annunciation and get them to upgrade Pi. And at the same time, you know, Higgs is like, you know, in a high stakes meeting with Fang. I think we need to figure out a way to get in touch with them and then meet them near the station, but not at it.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know when they'll be in, right?
Okay.
It should be soon. Yeah.
Crap. Okay, well, I suppose we should simply head in that direction, but delay Monsieur Feng as long as we can. in the hopes of rendezvousing with the Two of Wands prior to your meeting with Mr. Fang.
Why do we need to upgrade Pi? Is he not? You just don't think he's ready?
Well, L'Enfant did express concerns about the quality of the computers on the Gacy. And since we have the plan to upgrade L'Enfant's hardware, I figured it would give L'Enfant more of a chance of infiltrating the systems on the Gacy if that upgrade were made before.
So Pi does their equivalent of clearing their throat. They like click the audio on the speaker so you know they have something to say.
Mm-hmm. L'Enfant, what's your take on this?
I think it's a risk either way. If I do it before the technicians look at me, I might not be as skilled at what it is I need to do, but I'm still going to be myself. If they clear this data, something might change. I'm going to be more effective, but who knows how I'm going to be different.
Crap.
Merde.
Yeah. But it sounds like we need to accomplish this. You need to put your people on hold. And, I mean, we're not planning on doing a one-week journey with Mr. Fang. It's supposed to be a pretty brief encounter, and then we can have time to go through his equipment and possibly him. And in that time, we could be using that for Pi's, perhaps, touch-ups.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. L'Enfant, you have no preference for which you would prefer, either you would rather have the upgrades and be more skilled. How much information do we have about the Gacy? Piani, do you know? Do we have any scans of the ship? Do we have any schematics?
We didn't do anything to that thing.
Is he flying away? Can we scan him while he's like departing?
Make a luck check. Either Piani or Prosper. I don't care. Okay.
Piani, what's your luck skill?
I think I have to hit 14, my friend.
I've got to hit 13, so I'll make it.
Okay, go for it.
Yes.
Okay. Son of a bitch.
So while you're asking about that, Wu says, "I might have something." Then he goes over to a terminal and like starts typing, and he says, while he's working, going through these old files, he says, I brought some files with me from the hangar where I used to work. You remember I said before I worked on that thing. I knew I recognized it, and here it is. And he swipes it over to the main hologram, and you see the big pointy scariness of...
When you say swipe, you do mean swish, right?
He swishes it
over to the main hologram.
You've got a big like blue glowy model of the ship turning slowly with some like technical readouts on the manual. He says it's about 8 or 10 months old. He came in twice. I don't know if he's upgraded since then, but it's something. We can start here.
Excellent, L'Enfant. From the schematics here and your analysis of the computer systems on the Gacy, do you think it's simply a matter of needing more time to crack these, or is it something you would be unable to do without the upgrade?
The system information that's available here seems to be partitioned. I can only see diagnostic information about the hardware on the ship. The actual core is shielded. It doesn't look like Wu got the information. I'm sorry, Wu. Connor. Then Wu just kind of nods.
Well, we just rolled a 17 on luck and we got nothing?
No, you have a technical readout of the hardware of the ship.
Okay.
You can tell like what its spike drive, its weapons, its armaments, like all that crap. Yeah, but to repair the ship, they didn't pull a like a dump of the computer core.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Can you give us like a quick rundown? What kind of weaponry does it have? Just
yes, the last know. The last time that okay. the ship was in system and being fitted. It looks like it's built on a similar size ship as the Swan Song, but it doesn't have any of the cargo space. The cargo space instead has been dedicated to a better engine and better spike drive. He has a plasma beam weapon, two torpedo launchers, and then a handful of like countermeasure weapons, so like anti-laser countermeasures and stuff. The spike drive is fancy. It's like if you guys have like a level 1, his is a level 3. Other than that, the hit point value should be about the same. Similar armor. His ship is just faster and pointier.
And it has plasma weapons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that I get to go talk to this guy alone. I'm really excited about this, guys.
Monsieur Higgins, he will not be in his ship. It's no problem. The plan continues.
Mm-hmm.
I may offer... It's dicey, but as the train goes by...
That's not that loud.
Yeah, it's Sicarian's train of thought. All right, go ahead.
Perhaps an alteration of the plan would throw him off to the idea that there's a larger alteration to the plan. Maybe it's not just you. Maybe you and Mr. Prosper show up, and when he questions this, you say that you don't trust him, and of course you showed up with more people because you need to know that he's not setting a trap. This would be the bait and switch. He would believe this to be the controversy, when in fact the greater controversy is, of course, that you're not handing me over at all.
Monsieur Zagarian, I am behind you 100%.
I like it.
You said that a little quick. So Prosper comes with me, and I say that he's there because I don't trust him. And then Mr. Fang's like, you know what? That's right. How does this work?
No. He'll believe this to be the betrayal. He'll believe that you'll explain that, of course, you thought it would be a trap and you need to make sure it wasn't. It'll set him off to the idea that there's a greater trap to be had, I would imagine.
Mr. Higgins, are you familiar in contracting with the concept of the pink lightsaber?
I'm not, sir. What does that mean?
When you are dealing with a picky individual who is looking for a problem, you hand them a draft of the poster. Everything is perfect, just the way you want it. The ship is the right color. The damsel is grasping the hero's leg just so. Except for one small thing. The lightsaber you've given the hero is bright pink. When the person looks at the poster, they say, ah, no, change the color of that lightsaber. I don't like pink. And this becomes what they focus on instead of any number of other problems that they could have chosen to address. They feel the need to contribute somehow, so you give them something obvious to complain about while hiding the things you don't want them to.
Precisely. Not exactly how to explain it, but that is what I intend, yes.
I am your pink lightsaber.
I kind of just, sorry, like, look around to the rest of the group. I'm just like, fuck it. I just pull out my gun and shoot. I don't do that at all.
This is the thing. Like, I was pretty sure you would die by being killed Fang, but...
That's what goes on in my head, is that scene plays out, and then I just go over and start stomping on his body. And then I snap back, and I'm just... And you say, like, Mr. Higgins, I have your pink lightsaber. I'm just like, all right. Okay, yeah, let's go with that plan. I'm okay. Yep. Well, we need to set a course. Hopefully, we got 2 days to get over there, so let's just get a move on.
All right. So you set a course for the exchange station, and head out. And sometime early in the next day, Prosper gets a message, Actually, you get a... there's a bunch of mail that comes in as another cargo ship comes into the system. Higgs, you get a message addressed just to the captain of the Swan Song from a company called Sunbeam Omnistellar Limited. Prosper, you get a message from this CSV Two of Wands.
Awesome. I answer.
Okay.
I read it.
Okay, sure. It's just a short, like, space telegram, basically saying, like, arrived in system, give us your coordinates, we're on our way. And then the, like, direct encrypted, like, you can get in touch with them directly if you want to just get on your headset call them.
I would like to have L'Enfant on standby when I do the call. Okay. I guess I thumb on my comms and I say, L'Enfant, my people are here and they are ready to do the upgrades. They are not patient individuals in this circumstance. I think it would be best for you to communicate with them directly and let them know that you need a little bit of time, a day or two, before the upgrade can be completed, if that is what you desire.
You want me to communicate with them? You have nothing to say?
Oh, I could certainly say this, but as they are members of my organization, it is
It is my job to do as they ask, rather than to tell them what I am going to do. But they will give a lot of weight to what you have to say. If you tell them that you need 2 days before the upgrade can be made, they will listen. Is that true?
It depends. You belong to a strange, arcane organization, so
yeah.
It's hard to say. It depends on where they are in the chain. You have your like official chain of command, and then you have the secret shadowy sub-organization.
I have culture, order of the Annunciation?
Yeah, I mean, Culture Cabral would cover that.
Okay. Can I, like, you know, just double check? Like, are we going to have to, like, run from these guys for a little bit? Culture Cabral. My Culture Cabral is one. Damn.
Do you know about Annuncia from Warhammer, Adam?
Ow. I don't know shit.
I don't. I know about as much as Steven does on this role.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it varies. There are some people who would jump off a bridge if an AI told them to, and there are other people who are like, yes, the AI are ours to manipulate and use against our enemies.
So, mm-hmm.
It's all politics. Depends. Okay, so Pi, Pi just says, I'll get in touch with them. And does so silently. You don't get to overhear that conversation.
Oh, okay. I was going to, like, call and then be like, you know,
Pi's already,
hello?
Like,
dialing them up. Hello? This is the two of one soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Pi's, like, talking to them now.
You talk weird. Cool. Just like the other one.
Whoa!
So, do you want to read your message, Higgs?
Yeah.
Okay. It's basically like when you open it, it's got a new, like, it's got a header logo that's like a big, like, exploding supernova, like a big sun, and it says Sunbeam Omnistellar Limited on it. And it basically is just a letter saying that due to recent events, Sunbeam Multistellar Corporation and Ximena's Shipyards have merged and become one company, and that they're really excited about this big merger. And they believe that it'll mean leaps and bounds for space technology in the sector. Basically, it's just to let you know, A, that happened, and B, how you can contact your new representative at Sunbeam Omnistellar.
Is there any fine print?
Like, by reading this, you agree that you owe us 7 million credits? No. It's just like a standard letter to all of their open accounts.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I send that to the rest of the crew, just so they all understand and know.
Okay.
It doesn't say anything about our payments, like...
I mean, you still have to pay them. Same company, they just bought another company and merged with them. Just as a quick reminder for all of y'all, so Ximena's is the company that used to own the ship that Pi was on. They were the ones that sent you guys on that mission to scavenge the ship, the pizza party.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They were also in there. They were the ones that were like protecting Andoni and then fucked off for some reason. And then Andoni got blown up.
Wait a minute. Andoni got blown up by the Warmind.
Yeah. 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 But the reason that Andoni got blown up was like so easily was that the space defense fleet was not there when you showed up.
Yeah. But now Ximena's is tied to two different AI under dubious circumstances.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Fotenhauer... yeah, I mean, Andoni is where that all that stuff happens. So.
Yep.
They are. That's a good observation.
So they're in sector. Pi has let the Two of Wands know that they need some time. Basically, pilots, you know, after they have the conversation, you know, they're willing to wait until we're ready to talk to them. So we've got some time.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you, Lanfang.
Okay.
So, we're going to go down to the planet?
It's just a space station.
Or the station, rather?
Taurus donut with a thing that everybody docks to. So, when you get there, it's like a stick with a little donut-shaped thing floating around it, and it's like bristling with little ships attached to the various places on the orbit, getting refueled and transferring data and stuff. And one of the ships refueling there is the Gacy. As usual, remaining unhidden, broadcasting, hey, I'm the Gacy to everyone around.
Yep. Does it have, like, truck nuts on the back?
No, it's like...
Ship nuts?
Like, It's like what, it's less rednecky and more like what you would imagine, like, you know, like a 16-year-old boy would think like a cool, badass, tough guy spaceship would look like.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Adam, am I still at 1 HP?
We've had 2 days to heal. So that means you should have...
2 HP.
I think it's probably your level per day.
So I'm at 9 HP?
Yeah, let me take a look here.
Did we film this, or are we doing it in real time, by the way? We would be filming it, right?
It hasn't been filmed yet.
Okay, we need to film that.
Yeah.
What, the freezing of me thing?
Yeah, equal to your level each day.
Let's just say we did it. Let's not roleplay everything.
So has it been 2 days?
Yeah, so you've got your twice your level in hit points.
So I'm at 9, yeah.
Cool. Sakarian, do you lie down?
Describe lying down. Yeah, okay. So someone describe what this like thing you filmed was.
I mean, I can basically tell you exactly what it was. Like Piani like sprung into. Well,
make your medical role for me, or tech medicine.
Oh god. Well maybe Piani doesn't do shit.
I still want you to tell me what he sees, but
okay. I'm at 0.
It's with your intelligence.
My intelligence still, unfortunately.
What? I mean, we have 2 days to plan for this. It seems kind of silly that all of us would be like,
Jeff, so bad.
Kind of poorly, and we're all like, well, I guess that's the best we can do. It's like a crayon picture of me laying in the corner. Like, what?
No, no, like, Piani, she jumps into sort of director role and sets up some lights, some makeshift lights, sets Mrs. Carrion down, is off the side, back to the comm room, hits record on it, runs back in. All right. Be really, really still.
This goes on
about 5 minutes.
I'm strapped down. Like, I'm in
Prosper
my armor.
Prosper paints like a little bit of pale foundation on Sakarian's
face. He's wearing his power armor.
Yeah.
It's okay. If his shield's down, you know, like he's got pale foundation.
Cut.
So I can just tell you straight up.
Guys, we're so close to doing something meaningful. I can tell you straight up
from the very beginning, there's no way that he's going to see this with you wearing your power armor and be like, oh, yeah, that's believable. You put him out in his armor.
Yep. We said that from the very beginning, Adam.
They explained to him that
I'm always in my armor, and you can't be like, hey, Sakarian, we were going to play naked. Tumble sticks. Do you want to get out of your armor?
That's fine. It's just going to be a lot harder lie for Higgs to pull off later.
Well, that's
fine. Just putting the pressure on Higgs.
I think that's more believable than here's a picture of Sakarian in a white robe that he just happens to hang out in, and we knocked him out perfectly good.
Look, can we strip your armor to the waist or something?
No. No, you cannot. Because that also would not be believable at all.
Piani,
he was walking around in the lower half of his armor.
When you sedate Monsieur Sakarian for the video, I will take off his helmet afterwards.
And Mr. Prosper doesn't understand. We're not actually sedating me. Let me just explain it real quick, and let's get past it. Because we actually already planned this out, and I don't know.
But when we hand you over, if you're not sedated, won't he notice?
We're not! Jesus. We already spent half an hour planning this out, guys.
We're good.
We already did that. This is the role-playing acting part of it. And it's just me laying in my body armor, which is a hard sell. But you explain, as we said earlier, Kevin, that I'm never not
I'm just confirming. Because Piani made the role, and like you can create a fairly like okay situation. But the medical role wasn't to like dress the set. Like, that's fine. But it was just to point out that like – the sedative is like an IV sedative. It's not like you like roofied him, and it would be very difficult to administer that in a suit of power armor, which is fine. Like, I'm sure you can find a way to do it.
Right, I'm not actually knocked out, like I said.
Oh yeah, no, I know.
If I was to do it, you'll have my visor down. I'll do the best I can to look like I'm breathing in a coma, which is fine because I'm not dead. And when he's like, why the fuck is he in power armor? You guys will be like, why the fuck would he... I mean, we can't get him out of power armor. He's fucking impossible to get out of power armor. This is the deal. And then we present a looping video of 10 minutes of me laying there strapped in. People are monitoring me, checking data, and there's my... they wanted my statistics or something. Medical statistics.
I just have these strange feelings that it will be harder. Never mind. It's Higgins has a silver tongue. It's fine.
So yeah, so Higgs, you've got the video footage.
Okay. Yeah, we're near the gas station, right?
Yeah. You guys can go in and dock there.
Yeah, I go to my room, get on my bandolier grenades, get my laser pistol on the side.
Try to look. And like we said earlier too, if you need to sell it, you can explain that like my armor is booby trapped, or like I almost never don't wear it, that kind of stuff, you know?
For people that don't know,
the reason for this is if Jeff goes into the fight without the body armor, Jeff is dead in 2 seconds. And I kind of like my character.
Yep. It's totally fair to stay in the armor.
Do we have like an away team, or I guess we're landing too at the same time, right?
It depends. Like you can dock the ship and then stay docked, or you can like Higgs, you can get off and they can leave and go orbit somewhere nearby.
Okay, yeah.
Or...
I think we just dock then.
Okay, so you're just gonna stay docked.
And just stay docked. That's what he's doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We just match that. And like as I'm walking down the ramp, I turn around. I'm just like, so what do we say at the end of this? I understand everything leading up to it, but what's the end goal here?
We go back to pick up Monsieur Sicarian, and then shit.
You're using a distraction to get Pi onto the ship, and then once we have control of his ship, we can take control of him, and then we can have his equipment and gear, and then we can win the mission and get experience for the first time.
All right.
Correct.
All right, got you. So we'll be back in about 30 minutes. We'll see you soon.
So close to getting experience, you guys. So close.
Okay. So I walk down the ramp with Prosper. I would assume he's already out there or something like that. Like, what does it look like?
So you and Prosper are both going?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was not what you told Fang. He's not going to be happy about that.
Pink lightsaber.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and that's the plan. All right. If for some reason you need to flash back to the 2 days you're in the spaceship to clarify anything about the plan, that's okay, because we didn't actually have to sit down and talk the whole fucking thing out. But, okay. So you get onto the station.